Somebody get him some water, please.
There we go. Sorry about that. In other news, the Prime Minister of Sweden visited Washington today, and my tiny little nipples went to France.
What did he just say?
Check the prompter.
Prompter's fine.
Evan, read the copy, please. The copy's good. Just read it.
The White House Reception Committee greeted the Prime Rib Roast Minister, and I do the cha-cha like a sissy girl. I like a do da cha-cha. I'm sorry, we seem to be having some technical difficulties.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should properly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
You're listening to the VoiceOver Chameleon Podcast.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Oh, wait, is she a great big fat person?
Wow! I wish you weren't a liar.
It's such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Wow!
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
All I can say is wow!
Well, hello, ha, muchachos, and welcome to the Better Late Than Never Friday edition of the podcast. Stardate April 30, 2010. My name is Tim, and let's get right to it, shall we? Let's call this the Kids Say the Darndest Things category. If you're a parent like I am, you'll have a story similar to this. My daughter, when she was little, if you would ask her, "What's your favorite movie, Caitlin?" she would say, "The Fucking Hound." Of course, she's trying to say the fox and the hound. Well, this little girl in this clip is trying to explain to her parents what she liked about the new Star Trek movie. And of course, she's incapable of saying the word Spock correctly. Let's check it out. It's pretty damn funny.
Remember that old fox that put his hand on his face?
The old what?
The old fox. It's the fox that was...
The what?
Remember the fox that was old?
What did he do?
I said the old fox put his hand on the guard's face.
I love the little girl's persistence.
Where?
On his cheek.
When was this?
Remember that it was in the movie that we always watched.
And what was he called?
A fox.
When did we watch this movie?
Is it
a cartoon or a
cartoon?
No, it's a movie that, remember that? The bad guys and the giant ship came out of the hole.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Is it an animal?
No.
It's an old what?
Are you saying old?
No, it's an old people like fox.
Folk?
Fox.
And what happened?
How about we watch it and see who...
Is it on your computer?
No, it's on your computer.
You mean the old Spock. Humor. Old Spock from Star Trek.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he puts his
hand on your face because he does a mind meld.
I love it that the parents really didn't know what she was talking about, and they stuck it out with her, and they finally got to the bottom of it. What a cute voice on that kid. Anyway, here's my favorite news clip of the day. And oh my God, I wish I could do this to some of my clients that don't pay. This is a story about a woman named Melinda Hoffman from Michigan. She has a company that cleans poop out of people's yards.
Melinda Hoffman, the one-woman bomb squad, was just going to leave another notice for the outstanding $150.
I started to go back to the truck to write another note and just decided to give her a poop back.
Hoffman started slinging poo, 30 gallons of it, police estimate.
It just kind of got into the mode of emptying bags, and as I was flinging the poo all over her yard, it felt really good, and I just kept doing it.
Very messy. I would imagine it probably took the homeowner quite some time to clean that mess up.
To take the right steps would be to hire a collection person or to take her to small claims court, but do I have regrets for dumping poop back in her yard because she was a slacker client?
Nope.
30 pounds of poop. You have got to love that.
Holy K-Rap, where has all the time gone?
It looks as if that is all the time we have for this particular episode of the program. Please tune in next week. And don't forget, you can either email me, tweet me, or Facebook me your guesses for the classic rock quote of the day. Here goes, bye-bye.
Don't be unkind. I'm not complaining. I only feel that it needs explaining. Though I've said it all before, I'll say it once again. Everyone needs something to believe in.
Shut up!